certain the Lord had steered me toward doing this for a career, for a livelihood.
Obviously, then, I had either heard him wrong, or he had set me up to fail.
What does a singer and broadcast professional do when nothing she feels called to is working out? I was barely in my 20s, and already feeling washed up. I wish I'd known then what I know now. Meanwhile, I was dating a young man, a wonderful guy who had captured my heart and seemed like the one I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. We had gotten pretty serious, even beginning to make those first sunny promises of marriage. But in one of those twists and turns on the road to romantic bliss, our car had run off the road. We were done, and I was totally distressed. I begged God to restore my relationship with this man. We were meant to be together. I knew it. But despite all the talks and time spent together, all the plans and dreams we had begun imagining, fact was, he didn't want me anymore. And it came close to killing me. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't see anything good in store for me. I was losing at life and losing at love, all at the same time. I wish I'd known then what I know now. There was somebody else for me. Years later, I was in love. More on that later. And after 3 years of marriage, with little effort, God allowed me to get pregnant. We were thrilled. Soon, however, almost before the reality of baby makes three had even begun to hit us, I miscarried, where we had hardly been able to keep our minds on anything else because of our excited anticipation. Now we could hardly keep our minds on anything else because of our grief and disappointment. Life interrupted again. How could this happen? Why would God allow it? Did it mean we'd never be able to have children? Could we possibly get past this horrible experience and dare to try again? Knowing how low the lows can be when your joy is snatched away. Yes. We could. Yes, we did. First came Jackson, then 2 years later, Jerry Jr. And when these fun little guys began rounding the corner from toddlerhood to the school-age years, Jerry and I decided we were closing up shop in the baby-making business. We both loved being parents, but were so looking forward to life without diapers, sippy cups, and colicky crying spells in the middle of the night. I was fairly certain I didn't have another pregnancy, baby, toddler experience in me. Well, yes, I did. When those faint pink lines shaded their way into a plus sign on the pregnancy test I'd brought home from the store, Jerry's and my plan for a new phase of life suddenly became our plan for an unexpected phase of life. This was not what we had in mind. We had felt so complete and satisfied with our two little boys and our nice little life. And dare I say it, we were shocked to realize we were now headed in another direction. A 6-pound, 12-ounce change of plans by the name of Jude Maddox Shire. And as sweet and good-natured fellow as he is, the October he was born represented a whole new chapter in our household, an unexpected one. Then in the midst of trying to adjust my emotions and plans to suit this new development, our stable, settled ministry began to experience some growing pains of its own. While my pregnant waistline was expanding with no regard for the contents in my closet, our ministry seemed to be following suit. With a growing family to manage and a full load of ministry responsibilities to contend with already, even before having to think about adding a new baby to the mix, we were stunned to be thrust into another realm of opportunity and challenge. Our tiny staff, of which my husband and I made up 2/3, was already stretched to the limit. We were grateful and excited, of course, about what we saw God doing. It's just that we were caught a bit off guard. We'd been content with the regular pace of family and ministry life as we'd known it for several years. We had learned how to find our rhythm and balance, but now things were changing. Everything was changing, personally and professionally. So a lot of things had happened along the way to alter my planned trajectory of life. A music ministry? Maybe not.